few hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day. Over 10 million Nigerians have registered to vote since CVR began. That's in addition, by the way, to the 84 million already in the register. Of these 10 million, 7 million are younger than 35, and 2 million are between 35 and 45. So our new voters are mostly younger. It should be very interesting to see how it affects the elections. Second hard fact of the day, congratulations to the Super Falcons. I watched the match yesterday. It was riveting. Oh my God, to be down to 10 players versus 11 for 50 minutes of the game and then be down to 9 players for the rest of the game against 11 people, some say 13, because that referee, I don't know what she was refereeing, but it was so intense. The team was so strong. They fought so hard and they defended their title. That's how to be a champion. That's how to be a champion. I was so proud watching them last night. Loved what they did. Congratulations to the Super Falcons. I hope they hold their head high. They did well and they honored their title as the champions of Africa. We're going to get them next time. Not to worry. There's World Cup. We're going to do well there. Which brings me to the other set of champions that I love to talk about, which is also our third hard fact of the day. The I Beg to Differ shortlist is out. If you auditioned, check your email. If you have received an invitation email, please reply with all the documents that we are asking for. These documents will prove to us that, number one, you're in school. Number two, you are the age that you're claiming to be. Number three, you're giving us permission to put out your picture, put out your videos after the tournament has gone live. We need them to help us prove all these things. The deadline is Friday. We're already on Tuesday. Friday is not that far. So please, please, please send them in. If you don't send yours by 12 p.m. on Friday, we're going to replace you with the next ranked alternate. The alternates are already sending their own because they're like, ah, whoa. They're already sending their own details, their own forms, their own documents. Love that. So they're just waiting for somebody to say to not send their own by 12 so that they can just replace that person. And I love the alternates because they're ready for the second chance. You should see the emails I'm getting from them. Anywho, so if you know someone who auditioned, tell them to check their email. Tell them to check their spam, their trash, their you know, check everywhere. Just search for I Beg to Differ. They'll see a new email from us. If they don't get a new email from us, it means that they are not in the top 18 and they're not an alternate candidate. Thank you for tuning into the show today. I've got a great show for you. Let's start, as always, with the big three. We'll talk about NNPC raising the pump price. Then let's talk about food inflation. And then let's talk about the impeached or your deputy governor crying foul. Today is Tuesday, so we're going to bring you Community U Report. On the big hard fact, let's talk about the road to 2023. Funke Akindele talked to Jimmy Disu this morning on the discourse with Disu. By the way, if you don't listen to that show, you should start. It's on air from 9 every Tuesday to Thursday, I believe. Was it Tuesday to Friday? Tuesday to Thursday. INEC is praising itself over the Osun elections. We'll talk about that. And CAN has released guidelines for voting. We'll talk about those stories and so much more. 5 p.m. today. On the step down, we have a new segment. It starts at 6:15. Immediately the news is over at 6. We talk about like different things as we just relax and end the day, wrap up the day, just take things easy. Because all day we're talking about these hard things. You know, from 6:15 we just relax a bit. And so from 6:15, we're going to keep having that conversation about parents respecting their adult children. Adults are from 18 to 100. Parents respecting their adult children. I've gotten so many messages from you. You keep telling me your stories. Let's talk about that from 6:15. As usual, we'll have news, sports and business updates at the top of the hour every hour. But right now, let's get started with today's big three. Like I said, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos. These are your hard facts.
This is The Big Three. The Big Three on Hard Facts. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Will the new pump price bring stability? And for how long? How is food inflation affecting you? Should Olani challenge his impeachment? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. 179 naira per litre is the new pump price. That's our first story. The NNPC has made the announcement. 179 nationwide, except in the northeast where it's now 189 naira, because it costs more to get fuel from Lagos to Borno than it costs to get fuel from Lagos to Kwara, for example. And speaking of transportation costs, I'm scared to see what this new pump price will do to other prices. Our second story is about food prices. Just imagine what will happen when food transporters start adding their fuel costs to their prices. But of course, we can't expect fuel marketers to sell at a loss. The math is simple. You know, if the cost is bringing in, if the cost of bringing in fuel is, ridiculously high and government cannot increase subsidy payments to match the price of bringing the fuel in, then the price of fuel must go up as well. And finally, the NNPC has agreed to it. And speaking of NNPC, it is now officially a company, not a parastatal. President Buhari unveiled the new NNPC Limited today at a ceremony in Abuja. Asha performed at that ceremony with a very, very, very interesting song choice, if I might add. If you're watching us on Facebook at the moment, I want to play you, Asha performed, but if you are not able to watch at the moment, well, let me play you the audio. So yeah, LNPC is now a company registered with the CAC, but with the federal government as a major shareholder. This is part of the reforms from the Petroleum Industry Act. So going forward, the NNPC should be run as a business, driven by profits, driven by the market. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that works out. We'll keep our eye on that. The PIA, the Petroleum Industry Act, also scrapped fuel subsidy entirely, but the president has refused to do that because it would be bad for his party in the 2023 elections. But I guess the question now is, will this latest pump price affect the elections? Will the price hike for fuel affect the elections? 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Has the fuel price hike been handled properly, do you think? Stations near you, are they selling at the new price? I bought yesterday. I bought at 170. And I remember a conversation I had with a pump attendant at Mobile here in Victoria Island. The follow-up pump attendant was like, yeah, they don't increase them, just small. You know, but they don't go announce them. They just want to increase them small until when they do the major increase, then they will come announce them. You know, little did we know that today I'll come on air and be talking about 179 naira. What hopes do you have for the relaunched NNPC? Do you have any thoughts about it? 0700-993-993-993. Women call us on 01465-7190. Men call us on 0700-993-993-993. Have you bought fuel today? Has it been increased to 179 where you are? Do you think that the price hike will have an effect on elections? 99.3, hello.
Hey, President Sandra, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
This is
who? Hello? Okay, looks like we're having connectivity issues there. 99.3. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
It's the network. I don't know what is happening, though.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
Good one. I bought for yesterday 170.
What is your name, sir?
I was telling you, I said your senior special advisor.
Okay, what's your name?
Chris.
Chris, welcome. Thank you. Go ahead.
So yesterday I bought fuel at 170.
Okay.
Formally, I didn't check the meter. So when the something was reading, getting about 15,000, then I said, this car supposed to don't fuel now. By the time I looked the meter, I saw 170. I said, look, until you don't even tell me zone, I don't increase. Which day you buy fuel? I said, last week. Say, that one I old told you that too. So 170. Then there's NMPC filling station on Kingsway Road. You know Kingsway Road?
Okay.
So they're doing some renovation. I think the name and all this in the white people off. I don't know whether it's the same name they will see there again or they have something to do with NMPC. So for the price increase, look, President Sandra is going to affect too many things. I think they hear me.
Okay.
Then for me, whether you will tell on the election or whatever, I'm speaking for myself, I don't know about others. So with what I go through these 7.5 years to 8 years, I don't have anything whether these people are still existing or not. It's like the music you play. There's a fire on the mountain. I'm telling you. So for me, speaking for myself, as I'm wondering, where people are still talking about Muslim ticket. I say, look at this. I didn't know in Nigeria.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Well, I shall play that song where the president unveiled the new NMPC. Godwin is on the line. Hi, Godwin. Godwin, are you still there? No, he's not. Godwin, if you can, please give us a call back. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hello. Hello. 99.3. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, I think you're calling from Ogun State.
Welcome. How much?
Yes, for me, Sandra, I think I've not really gotten the actual price here.
Okay.
But if I should comment, you see, for the increment in the price of fuel, the pump price, you see, those of us who are into manufacturing, it's not a good omen for us because it will affect the input and output, activities.
Okay.
And also extend to other sectors.
What do you manufacture?
Okay, we're into food processing.
Okay. What kind of food? What kind of food are you processing?
Flour. Basically flour. Yes.
Okay.
Flour.
Okay. Do you?
So, and we make use of our diesel, make use of our generator. Something that's not like here. Very costly. Very costly. So definitely it's going to affect the manufacturer. Not a good omen at all. Most companies said that they have shut down. It's not a good omen. But what we need is complete restructure. If we can go back to the regional government, if that would be the solution, I'll go for it.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. If you just tuned in, I've just told you that the official new pump price is 179 Naira. NMPC made that announcement. 179 nationwide, except in the Northeast. In the Northeast, it's now 189. Now, of course, this will have implications on other prices. On our second story, we'll talk about the price of food. You know, that one is skyrocketing as well. I also told you that the NMPC is now officially a company. It's no longer a parastatal. President Buhari unveiled the new NMPC Limited today at a ceremony in Abuja. NNPC is a company registered with the CAC, but the federal government is a major shareholder. If you remember when we were talking about the reforms as a result of the Petroleum Industry Act that the president signed, this was part of it. This was what part of what the PIA wanted the NNPC to become. So going forward, NNPC should be run as a business driven by profits, driven by the markets. I also told you that the PIA also scrapped subsidy entirely, but the president said, I'm not going to scrap subsidy until I leave office. Subsidy will stay until June 2023, essentially making it the problem of the next president. He said it would be bad for his party in the 2023 elections. But I wonder if you think that this latest pump rise will affect the elections. Do you think that this entire raising of the pump rise thing was handled properly? Have you tried to buy fuel today? Are the stations near you selling at 179? And do you have any hopes for this relaunched NNPC? WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming live there. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Hello, thanks for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling, sir. What's your name?
Hello, President Sandra.
Welcome. Hello. All right, looks like we're having technical issues today, Billy. 99.3.
Hello?
Hello, how are you, sir?
I'm Theophilus from Badagry.
Theophilus from Badagry, welcome.
Yes. In the price increase, yeah, in Badagry, more than 2 weeks now, we're buying 190, 200, 210, and 222.
Hmm.
So that's how we're buying it.
Okay.
So you can see this president government is a scam. It came to destroy Nigeria. I think the other told them that there's no fuel subsidy. Look for us to be seeing that there's still more fuel subsidy. So it's only God that is delivered from the hands of the APC.
Okay. Thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm okay. You have a Barua on the line.
Welcome, Barua. Go ahead.
Yes, please, I want to say that when you talk about fuel increase, it's not a subsidy remover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Is the federal government actually buying, bound to the pressure from the independent petroleum marketers and the major petroleum marketers as well to cover their operational costs? That is why when you look at it, the increment margin is not that significant. You understand? Because at the moment, according to the figures from the NNPC, they say that they're spending close to 600 naira per Lisa on subsidy. So when you look at it, it is less than 20 naira for the increment. It is actually the pressure from the independent marketers and the major marketers to cover for their operating costs and also to increase their profit margin.
Yeah,
this is the reason why the NNPC did not come out publicly to actually announce the increment. And for your information, please, it is only in Lagos here that PMS have been sold at these prices. When you leave Lagos, the moment you get to Ondo State, down to all the states in the south, it is between 185, 200, 220. And for example, I was in Bayelsa in February, and the governor, Diri, he actually appealed to the marketers not to sell above 200 naira per liter. As I speak with you today, you will hardly find it at this price in Bayelsa. So it should be corrected that there is no subsidy removal, please. If there is subsidy removal at the moment, if government removes price control measures, I want to tell you that you will buy PMS at over 600 naira per liter. The reason is this. Diesel and kerosene, look at the prices they are. You get disposed of at 240 degrees Celsius, and it's a direct distillation from crude processing. You do not get PMS from direct distillation of crude processing. You get your PMS at a temperature of over 600 degrees Celsius, and you have the catalytic section, a catalyst at the more process. The Hello, am I still on air, Sandra?
You're still on air, yes. I'm still listening to you.
The process is quite complex compared to as in, when you boil crude oil alone, the primary product we get at a very, very reduced temperature is kerosene, which is poor fuel, and diesel, which is poor fuel as well. And look at the prices. You're not adding any additives to them except your preservative.
All right, Obaro, thank you very much for calling. We have to take a break. But no one's saying that subsidy was removed. No one has said that today. When callers call and say, oh, has it been removed? We often say, no, it hasn't. On 99.3 Nigeria Info. Food inflation hit 20.6% last month. That's our second story. That means that the price of a particular foodstuff probably rose by 20% between June last year and June this year. So the amount of tomatoes you were buying for, say, 1,000 naira last year probably costs 1,002 today. It's a big bump, especially in a country where so many people are below the poverty line. We've seen reports that say that the average Nigerian spends over 60% of their income on food. If food inflation keeps growing, that percentage will grow as well, especially since wages are not rising. Now, there are lots of factors causing this price hike, the food price hike. There's the insecurity across the north where a lot of domestic food production happens. Then there's transportation costs. We talked about that in story one. Fuel and diesel prices add to food prices. Then there's the border closure. It's still partially on, even though it has failed to bring down food prices. In fact, the border closure increased food inflation. These are the three main factors raising our food prices. And government has policies that are meant to address them. But are those policies working? A lot of government money and effort has gone into counterinsurgency and counter-terror. Has that worked? Has it made it safer to farm? We just talked yesterday about the turbanning of a terrorist in Zamfara. The locals said that they did it so that the farmers could return to the farm. Government spends trillions of naira each year on petrol subsidy, and yet fuel prices are inching upwards and supply is unstable. Government spends billions on the refineries, and yet we still don't have a local diesel supply to meet demand. So is the spending worth it? And as for the border closure, was it worth the increased food prices? We talk about food inflation a lot on Hard Facts because everybody they chop, me kwa they chop. This is one of those policy issues that hits everyone and it hits us directly. When we talk about terrorists in Zamfara, it's far, you know, it's very far away. You understand? But when you now connect the crisis in Zamfara and the turbaning of a terrorist in Zamfara to your yam and your tomato and your potato prices, then you're like, oh, wow, okay, oh my God. Policies matter, people. Policies matter. They affect us every day. They change our lives. So what I want you to tell me for this second story is how this food inflation statistics has changed your life. How have prices changed in the market for you? How has that changed the way you consume food? So what you used to buy with 5,000 naira in June last year, can you still buy with that same 5,000 naira this year? The meat you were able to buy last year, June 2021, can you still buy it today? The tomato, the garri, the rice, the beans, the ugu, the afang. You can also share your thoughts on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, is that Sandra?
Yes, this is Sandra. What's your name?
Yeah, what's their name?
This is Agbe on the line.
Agbe, welcome.
The rate at which food stop are skyrocketing, the hospital will not be able to contend with sick people, because whether you are eating or not, as long as you are sick, you want to go to hospital.
Right.
But at the moment, the surveillance is go to chemist. See people the way they are rushing to chemist because they don't want to give up. But they don't know that it's a good diet that results to good health.
Mm.
And once there is lack of good diet, even with the combination, it will, you don't need to go to hospital as such. Outside accident and giving birth. Then the way this is now, as to the petroleum, because even Okada don't even take 100 now. For instance, from Alatija to under bridge, where you call Trace there, well, it used to be 100 naira.
Okay.
As of yesterday, it's 150.
Ooh.
So, and then they'll go inside, 150. So, those people that buy market there, how do you want them to sell? And if you put your market down too much, it will start getting spoiled. So it's a total destruction. I think if there is any way they can make revise. Because what the other man was explaining to you now, you call his name, that there was no actual fuel subsidy. And so all this blindfolding, and we have a lot of enlightened people on the hem of the hem of affair. You see, the purpose of being enlightened is to subdue the grassroots people. There is no more enlightenment.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought you were done. But thank you very much for calling, Mrs. Aigbe. 99.3, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, what's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, this is Joy.
Hi, Joy. Welcome.
From Ikeja.
Welcome, yeah. Joy.
I'm at the office, a bit noisy.
It's okay.
Sandra.
Ma?
See, I really do understand all the policies this government has actually come up with. I do not think that none of them are working. Let us go back to sit down and see all our policies. How has it helped Nigerians, you know, bringing down the suffering? The foodstuffs are going high. I'm part of those that have been advocating for them to open up the border. The other time I told you about border, when they said the borders are open, I told you these borders was, yes, it was patched, it was open, but not on the goods. You know, the Nigerians actually do not have a sufficiency because of the fightings that we have. That's the more reason why they actually need to open the border, so that there be food. It is when people eat well that you'll be able to think, well, rice is still expensive, other things. And the rice that is coming in, now that maybe we are actually having them in abundance, to say that Nigeria own is also cheap. It's not actually cheap. You can buy turkey, you can buy chicken. I said another thing. So I really don't understand the kind of policies. I don't know which of the policies has actually worked, not even the ones in the banking sector. So I think Osibajo, who is the head of the economic team, he needs to sit down. And I don't know, he should do something concerning these things, because Nigerians, I tell you, even NLC, they are now like toothless bulldog. They are not selling anything anymore. Why would they increase this fuel? Because when they increase it, inflation will still go high again. Transportation will go high. Every other thing goes high. So to me, they shouldn't even increase it. They should actually come down.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, Joy. Thanks for calling. We're still talking here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a terrible cough, so most of the time I have to put the mic off so I can like get it out of my system. Sorry, excuse me. Okay, so who do we have next? If you just tuned in, hello to you. We've just talked about the official new pump price, 179. Have you tried to buy today? How much did you buy for? I bought yesterday at 170. Has it increased in your area? Then we talked about food inflation. It's gone up 20%. The price of food has risen by 20%. That means that if you bought tomato last year at 1,000 naira, June last year, 1,000 naira, June this year, you're buying it for 1,200. Now, of course, you might find that it's actually much higher than that, depending on where you are and what the item is that you're buying. But I'm asking you, well, what are those things? How much did you carry go market before? How much did you carry go market now? Within that money feed buy? And what do you think about this increase in pump price? Do you think it was handled properly the way they've done it? Someone on WhatsApp is asking me, Sandra, throw more light on this NNPC stuff that is being relaunched. What is the implication now? Well, it simply means that NNPC no longer has access to federal government funds if they handle it properly. If they follow this properly, as it is written in the Petroleum Industry Act, NNPC no longer has unlimited access to federal government money. NNPC now operates like Nigeria Info and makes profits and is run by those profits. NNPC will also now need to follow all the rules for companies, like CAC rules, for instance. So that's what it means. Let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Chinayangwa.
Welcome, Chinayangwa. Welcome. From Oshobo, welcome. Wow.
No, Oshobo, Ijeta Road.
Oh, okay.
Oshobo Street, Ijeta Road.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah. So, when I hear that audio, there is fire on the mountain, and nobody seems to run, I was like, ah, this man see a foul. You see, when there is fire on the mountain, you can manage to run and go to the valley, or go to the... Go to
on
the
mountain, in the valley. Hello? I'm hearing you, go ahead.
Now, the fire is everywhere. Where are you running to? There's no way. If you run to the mountain will say, ah, if you run to the valley, anywhere you run now, there's fire everywhere. Did you know that last week or first night, 2 weeks ago, my daughter was asking my dad, her dad, why are you not on it again? So, because there's no fuel. The increment affected us. I hear you saying 30% increment in food items. It is more than that. What if you're buying 100 now before you're buying 300? It's not. It's more than 20% increase. It's more. It's just 80%. Everything has skyrocketed. I stand now. I don't even know where I am because I don't want to embarrass myself. Honestly, I don't know where I am since this year. If I see yam, I will just pass. Go in there and just to embarrass
myself. So, what do you now eat instead of yam?
It has rice.
Rice, right. But rice. So the price of rice has not increased too much?
At least that one can serve. If I buy one tuba, even two tuba self cannot even serve me. It can buy like some dedicates of rice, and that one has a long way to go. Sister, things getting out of hand. I don't even know where we are running to now.
My sister, thanks for calling, and, you know, all the best, man. 99.3, hello.
Hey, Sandra.
Hi, good to have you on the show.
Good to you.
When you day for phone, cough, they kill me. Sorry, no vex.
You know, Sandra, they don't pick my call, Abby.
Yeah, and I make another pick your call, because cough, they kill me.
I will sue you and the girl.
Sorry. Thank you, go ahead.
I will report it to Okujimi. Okujimi should not be Tuesday to Thursdays, not Tuesdays to Fridays.
Sorry. Tuesdays to Fridays.
But it should be that too.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, Sandra. I think yesterday when I spoke to you, I was telling it was 165. But in the evening, it was changed to 169.50. So, you know, the price has changed. And if I see this oil sector, I avoid talking about it. I just avoid talking about it. Whatever they want to do, let them do it. They have done this now. Let us see what happens. The reason why the subsidy is not going to be removed is clear to every adult.
Hmm.
Except, say, you have been a communicator to the yourself.
Right.
The reason is very obvious.
Right.
So we know what we know. Having said that, I was taken aback last week when I saw the UN Global Report on food insecurity,
mm-hmm.
which has been triggered across the world. This issue is not only Nigeria. Let us reset to ourselves. There has been global food insecurity across board. And the reasons we are giving, it was obvious, the issue of COVID, the issue of climate change, and even the issue of this Russia-Ukraine war. But what is the difference? The difference that those other countries, other clients, have cushioned the effects of that food insecurity. They have brought things back as a palliative for their people.
Hmm.
But what have we done here? We have just done nothing. We have stood back and done nothing. There is hunger in the land. I cannot confidentially, with all confidence, walk on my streets without seeing two or three persons coming to me for money for food. It is that bad. So if this government is telling us, is seeing these things telling our face, and nothing is being done to it, or nothing is being seen done to it, then we are headed somewhere that is terrible. And of course, we know one of the reasons that has been happening to this is the issue of the bandits and terrorists in the northeast, mm-hmm. on the northwest and part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
We hear sometimes that some of these people pay money, they pay levies and fines, mm-hmm. to access their farms.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a hidden fact.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things have contributed to it. So it's a mess for us. It's a big mess. And I don't know where we're headed. As I shall have said it clearly, there's fire at the mountain. But me and Goran, no, no go say. Thank you.
Kevin, thanks for calling. Wow. All right, let me bring you our final story. If you just tuned in, hello. I told you that pump price is now 179 naira. That's the first big story. Second big story, food inflation by 20%. The third story is the impeachment of Rauf Olani as Oyo deputy governor. We started this story yesterday. He says that due process was not followed. He's accusing the state chief judge and the panel he set up of bending the rules to please Governor Seyi Makinde. We heard from his lawyer, Afolabi Fashanu. Afolabi Fashanu said, quote, the investigation by the committee set up by the chief judge is a charade that cannot stand the test of time. In the first instance, the chief judge, with respect, breached his oath of office by ignoring the service of notice of appeal and application for injunction pending appeal when he proceeded to constitute the investigation committee. This is against established law and practice. On the part of the panel, they were appointed and paid to do the job, which is contrary to good conscience. They served the deputy governor on Friday around 10:45 a.m. and asked him to appear at 11 a.m. We wrote to inform them that His Excellency needed time to prepare for his defense. In their desperation to do the job for which they were paid, they rejected the letter, sat on Saturday, and completed their task the same day. Where is the fairness here? The members of the committee are supposed to be men above board. You have a Reverend Father, a Jerusalem pilgrim, and an Alahaji among them. This is a clear evidence that we're not yet ripe for democratic practice. End quote. That's from Fashanu, the lawyer of the impeached deputy governor. We're hearing speculation that Olani may go to court to challenge the impeachment. I'll let you know if he confirms this. But right now, let's talk about his grievances, Lagos. I especially want to hear from you if you are a lawyer. His grievances, does it have merit? Do they have merit? Should the chief judge have paused proceedings once he received that service of notice? Also, if the timelines he gave are correct, was the panel wrong not to honor his request to reschedule? Yet again, impeachment drama, Lagos. How want to see this story? 0700-993-993-993. All right, let's talk to you, 99.3. Hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon to you, sir. What's your name?
This is Malik speaking.
Welcome, Malik.
Your special advisor on Juju matter.
Malik, give me Juju for this cough. Make
Sandra, you're ready.
He said already.
You're ready, Sandra. Tomorrow, I should buy 600 in my shop. On Sunday, it was 2,200.
You're kidding me.
I'm telling you the truth. Those one in those bowl that you look like you're washing hand.
Yeah.
You know how that went.
Yeah, I know those ones. Uh-huh.
I was shocked, and I was like, ah.
Mile 12 market. Mile 12 is supposed to be the cheap place.
I am telling you, Sandra, tomato, the onion I buy for 400, I bought it for 1,300.
Hey.
Sandra, you don't ready to talk to the bottom. Look, Sandra, this fuel of a team, when the government of APC said they want to remove subsidy or bring the fuel to 180, along the line they refuse. Now they're still subsidy. We're still paying almost 5 trillion and we're still buying for 180.
Right.
Who is fooling who? Who are they subsidizing the something for? Even the president said who's subsidizing who? And I'm asking him who's subsidizing who now? And I will get problem. Oh. Like Kelvin talk, me I no go run, I go stay to the end.
Okay, all right, Malik, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name, ma'am?
Anne from Makoto.
Anne, welcome.
So, I kind of like this border closure of a thing, because now I eat fresh rice. Not those ones that they import, that they have preserved with chemical for years in a silo, and ship them to Nigeria. If the president are not close the border, we will not be eating fresh, this short rice that is very tasty. You know, the rice, Nigerian rice now, if they plant it this year, next year, you're good to go to eat, and it's very sweet. So that's what I like best about this border closure. If not, we'll be eating Thailand rice that we don't know how many years they've stored it in the silo with chemicals, and they'll be shipping it down here. So, eating organic food that is fresh, that one is good for me. Then, for me, all these hardships, they are not biting hard on me, because I feel myself alone. It's those that are popular children every year that are crying. So, Moroke Gazo, how about children that you can feed and stop complaining, not popping children out every year, and you're blaming it on the president? It's not going to work.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Anne, for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Ezekiel is my name.
Welcome, Ezekiel.
For me, the last caller is not exposed.
Okay.
Let me just stop at that. Sandra, the fact remains that in life, when you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Okay. Ezekiel? Okay, looks like we lost the connection to Ezekiel. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp. The issue of Oyo former deputies like Russia and Ukraine. Russia doesn't want NATO in his backyard. So also, Makinde won't allow the deputy to bring APC into the system. That's Stephen from Ogun State with that message there. Kate from Lakowe says, Sandra, thank you for the good work you're doing. You said inflation has gone up by 20%. No, it's not true. It has gone up by 50%. Indomie, for instance, was 50 naira. Now it's 100 naira. Sachet tomato was 50 naira. Now it's 100 naira. Chinedu from Ijebode says, Okay, no, that's not a conversation we're having here. We've got a message from Femi who says, I'm surprised that at the price of PMS you quoted, because yesterday I bought 200 naira per liter at Chongfi filling station in Agri, Kikorodu. I paid with my ATM. I can send you proof. In fact, my wife was there with me. Femi, I believe you. Peter Yorinde says, Sandra, I don't understand how my family and I will live for the future. I have a pregnant wife. She's currently pregnant. Her fashion design business needs loans or grants to rescale because she complained that people no longer sew clothes as before. While the fashion raw materials have also gone up, coupled with fueling and salaries of her staff. My own pocket as the man of the house requires another show. My almost 2-year-old daughter is exceptionally intelligent for a toddler who starts schooling in September. And I wonder, where is the fund to give a future to my daughter or for my incoming child? What is the future for my business plans and my aspirations to create 1,000 jobs in my lifetime? My nutrition menu itself is not meant for broadcast. Our mindset has been subdued to a level of hunting and gathering, where what we think about the most is food. This is animal instinct. Peter Yorinde with that message there. Oh, well. We have to figure out food first before we figure out the rest of life. That's why I love, like, you know, Western societies, Eastern societies, some African countries as well. You see all the kind of things that they get into and you're like, hey, these ones get food to chop. They get lights. Now I make they feed, they enter this kind of wahala. Now I make they feed, they send these kind of things. But we see food first. But we see lights first. Then we go be do all this kind of nonsense, you know. For now, we're focusing on the most basic things that we're supposed to have, which food and, you know, other basic needs, you know, of life. Let's take a break. When we come back, I'll take more messages from social media. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.